Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. Let's begin this week by talking about the state budget. A bit of a historic day this week as we've completed the budget early. First time that's happened since you've been here. Talk to us about the process this year, where the budget is, and what do you like, what do you don't like, and how this is moving us forward.
Well, first of all, I was very pleased that the budget did in fact pass early and was signed by the governor, as well as all the associated bills that go along with that entire process, the instruction manual, if you will, of how and where the money is to be spent. I think that there are plenty of good things in the budget. When you look at the proposals to increase education funding, as well as provide for those services that I do believe are core governmental functions, I think that this budget addresses the needs of public safety and education, just to name two. Additionally, I think that a lot of folks are probably wondering why, in fact, was this budget easier than the last? And the answer quite simply is we're finally starting to get some cost controls in place on things such as our pension payments, which while they went up, did not go up as rapidly as they have year over year as compared to prior budgetary years, as well as our revenues have grown. When you look at the federal tax cuts and the regulatory reform that are going on, that's definitely having an impact here on our economy. All of our sales and income and corporate taxes are up year over year in the neighborhood of about 4 or 5%. And that's contrasted with growth over the last 6 or 7 years of probably less than 2% on average. So when you look at the booming economy because of the federal improvements to the tax and regulatory environment, as well as our ability to curb costs at the state level, it actually gave us more flexibility in addressing the needs in the budget while still actually putting money in the rainy day fund for the first time in my tenure here, which I think is a good trend going forward.
And speaking of trends moving forward and cost-cutting measures, I understand that there was some work done with the Human Services Code and, as we said, some trying to rein in long-term and recurring costs. Talk to us about what went on here.
Well, in addition to education, which is the area in our budget that is largest, about 40% of the budget, the next closest, right at like 39 or 40% also, is Human Services spending. This area of the budget continues to grow year over year when you're looking at expenditures, and we thought it was important in order to prioritize budget requests going forward, we needed to make sure that we were putting cost savings measures in place and not allowing governmental programs to grow unchecked. The first part that was in the Human Services Code, which I'd helped work on, would create programs to share the information with hospitals and the insurance companies about how to reduce potentially unnecessary or avoidable patient visits and improve the efficiency in caring for them. We've seen local pilot projects that do this, and ultimately these programs, if replicated across the Commonwealth, could measure the costs and identify savings while at the same time improving the quality of care for all patients. Additionally, it established a pilot program for schools to provide not just the education services, but particularly in some of those urban areas where they need human services deployed in the schools. They created a pilot program that would allow for a closing of the gap between those service areas. And rather than forcing families to work with each separate agency individually, it would allow them to essentially have a one-stop shop. And finally, one of the other efficiencies was the standardization of our non-emergency medical transportation. All of the counties do this differently. And when you look at that, there's also some federal compliance issues. Unfortunately, we had a ding this year where in reviewing some of the county's expenditures, there was some federal penalties associated with not doing it properly. So by standardizing it, we should, one, hopefully avoid any miscues going forward, as well as, once again, circling back to the first point, improving the transportation of patients so that they don't miss critical appointments or other things that they need in order to stay healthy. So that will also help lower costs. So I think those three improvements are great, and there's a lot more that needs to be done, but I think this was a great start to the budget.
And finally, Representative, a piece of legislation that has now been signed into law that you authored, you championed, and this deals with making sure that those people with disabilities have some employment opportunities. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Well, House Bill 1641, now Act 36, would promote competitive integrated employment for individuals with disabilities who are eligible to work under state or federal law. It did set a goal of having 7% of our workforce here in the state commonwealth to work towards that going forward, and mainly to implement those policies that would encourage that kind of employment opportunity. As someone who believes in the value of all life, I certainly want folks to live up to their fullest potential. And I've heard again and again from the advocacy groups that individuals that are disabled don't want to graduate to the couch, which is how they termed it. We do a great job up to the age of 21 caring for these individuals, but after that, one of their biggest hurdles was being employed upon graduation. So this bill would help get the governmental agencies focused on ensuring prior employment or work experience while still in high school. That's the biggest indicator of getting employed after high school, and also provide those areas where it makes sense, better opportunity for everyone to be fully employed.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.